Hello, my name's Sam Risey. Welcome to the Option One podcast with Annie May. Stop looking at your phone. Concentrate. You're on a podcast now. Mm-hmm. This is important.
Very important.
We're going to play a little game called Annie May or May Not, which is a truth and a lie. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Annie?
Never.
No, good. We're going to talk about a day in the life of Annie May because your TikTok has blown up. And we talk a little bit about your nightlife and how much we like to have a drinky drink.
Yeah.
Because we're friends, we've gone out together. And then finally, we're going to talk about a bit about Babe Station and OnlyFans. And I've got a little idea to excel your OnlyFans to get you to, you know, the next level. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds fun, right?
Perfect.
Let's go. Option One Podcast.
You're through to Option One. Option One Podcast.
Welcome to the Option One Podcast. My name's Sam. I'm here with the lovely
Annie May.
She is our Option One today. And have you watched any other podcasts we've done? You can say no.
No, I haven't.
No, so
well, I've watched them on like TikTok,
yeah,
and on like people's Insta stories, like the clips of them.
Okay. So we did one with Zoe, we've done another one with Hannah, we've mm-hmm. done one with Alyssa as well.
Yeah.
So just to get us started, you already know about this, we're going to start with a little game. Mm-hmm. Normally the game's easy because like you don't have to think about anything,
yeah,
but this one we're going to play Annie May or May Not. Yeah. So you've prepared for this because you're so kind and
just
you wanted
really
to just get involved and organize in the podcast. So just to explain the game, Annie's going to give me a truth and a lie, so Annie May or May Not. Mm-hmm. And I have to guess whether it's a truth or a lie. It gets to know, because how long have we known each other?
A good few years now.
Good few years. So yeah. I think there's probably, is there anything?
How long would you say? I've been here 5 this year, and then you came back.
I came back after, I had 2 years off, and then I came back. So maybe like three years, maybe going on to 4 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, friends.
Best friends.
Yay! So yeah, what we'll do is you're going to give me a may or may not. Alan, you can't play, can you? Because you know...
I know everything.
You know everything. Been friends longer.
Everything.
I'm not jealous.
Alan was actually there on my first ever Babe Station shift.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like him?
Yeah, you came in later. Like,
no. I'm the type.
No, you came in later and you didn't really talk too much to be fair.
I don't really talk much in general.
Weird choice for you to do a podcast. Bring you out.
Yeah, Alan was actually there.
Okay. Right, I'm really excited for this game because I never get to play the games. I always have to bloody host them.
I'm really sad if you think they're not good questions now, though.
No, I think they're good.
Okay, Annie may or may not have a hamster.
Okay, well, I know this about you. You have a hamster.
Yeah, I do. He's called Cosmo.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love him.
What? Why out of animals, you picked a hamster?
See, everyone thinks I'm a bit weird for like
I didn't say you were weird.
Being a 25-year-old and having a hamster. And Tan actually said to me, she was
less
like,
commitment.
She was like, firstly, I've never seen anyone so happy about a hamster, let alone nearly a 26-year-old. So
I knew about your hamster because you tell me all the time. And you post your hamster all the time.
I do post it on my Instagram.
Next to your face.
So I had 2 cats when I lived at my mum and dad's.
Yeah.
But then I let my mum and dad adopt the cats.
Mm.
So they're there.
Mm.
And I just was like a bit lonely living by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I could look after a cat or a dog just yet.
So you start a hamster?
Yeah.
And then how long do they live? 4 years?
No, like 2. Yeah, I know. I'll be sad.
Yeah.
And I probably will have a funeral for him.
Okay.
You can come.
I've never seen a hamster funeral before.
Nor have I.
How does that work?
I don't actually know. Well, we're God forbid, because I don't want to pull it into the universe, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We could, Option One
you
Podcast would sponsor
jumper.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Cool.
Okay.
Easy.
Annie may or may not.
Nice presenting.
Thank you.
You almost do it present.
Thank you.
You almost do it professionally.
That's a career.
I know, right?
Annie may or may not have a birthmark. Oh,
I think I know this. I think you do.
I do. Yeah. It's like right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on my face.
Okay.
You hardly see me without makeup though, to be fair.
Mm.
So well
done you. How do you feel about the birthmark?
I actually forget that I have it.
Yeah.
Until people point it out to me.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, when I was younger, you know when I said I broke my arm? Mm. I went and knocked on my friend's door to like come out and play because I was only a kid.
Yeah.
And then his dad opened the door and was like, oh my God, you've done your face as well.
Oh, and
I had to go, no, that's a birthmark. Yeah, that's
what I did. No, it's a birthmark. Emotional damage.
That's how I felt. I feel like I've been traumatised since I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of used to it now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, Annie may...
That's a good question.
...or may not watch anime.
Hey. George. So, I do you mean anime as in sexual anime, or do you mean anime as in cartoons on Netflix?
On Netflix. On Netflix.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
No.
I don't. No.
So 3 points to you. Well done.
Why don't you watch any anime? Because anime is quite big. There is some good shows out there.
Do you know what? I'm actually a bit weird. Like, I don't really watch TV.
Okay.
So I only really watch like Netflix series and stuff. But if I do watch TV, it's like true crime.
Okay.
Or like,
that's like a thing with women though, right?
Yeah,
like
a lot here.
Anything else, yeah. But they'll watch about guys that will murder women.
And do you know what? It's so weird. Like, I can even like say to my mum and dad as well, like, they'll be like, oh, like, what are you watching on TV tonight? So I'll just go like, oh, you know, Ted Bundy killed like this many people. And I can watch it before bed, go to sleep and have a perfect sleep.
Nice. Why do you why do you think so many girls watch it?
I find it interesting the way that like their mind.
Yeah.
Because they're just tapped.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The murders.
Do you know what I mean? They're crazy.
Crazy. Like I I watched something where someone else evaluated this. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like they said that girls are interested into like serial killer stuff because they put themselves in the idea of like what would they do in those situations.
When you say that, I literally just think a scary movie and be like, ah.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Or like, have you seen...
What are you waiting for? Oh, what are you waiting for?
It's like safety, death.
Yeah, don't think death.
No. But yeah, I don't know why I enjoyed them. I find them quite interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, next question. Annie May or may not was a PT before Babe Station?
Oh, I know you did something. I don't know if you did did you do personal training? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, yeah. Sam. Thanks. This is like such good team bonding for me and you.
I know you so well.
Okay.
So you did personal training?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, I really enjoyed personal training, but the company that I was working for wasn't good.
No.
And was awful.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of thought, nah. But then that kind of like falls in with like how I got into like Babe Station and stuff.
Okay.
Like the timings were really...
Okay. We'll touch on that later.
Annie may or may not be allergic to wasps. My list was quite bad then.
That's okay. Wasps. it's a hard word. Allergic to wasps. I've heard people are allergic to bees. Allergic to wasps. Well, wasps is well dangerous to be allergic to because they just love to sting. I'm going to go, I feel like I'd already know this. I'd say no. No.
I am.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
You are allergic to wasps. That's well stressful.
Yeah.
So when you're on the summer picnic, well, I mean, that's not a go-to date for you then, is it?
I don't think anyone's ever asked. Actually, during COVID...
So what happens when you get stung by a wasp then? Is it just like, how allergic are
not
you?
Not like allergic. Like, is it like an EpiPen? I don't have one of those or anything.
No.
I just kind of...
Badly.
Take it, yeah.
Yeah, worse than,
swell up a little bit
worse than someone else would.
Yeah.
Okay. That's stressful.
Interesting.
So when you see a wasp, do you stand up and just literally sprint?
No, I'm so cool, calm and collective.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just play dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Oh my God, saying about playing dead. When I was at school, listen to this. When I was at school, I done GCSE and A level drama.
Okay.
And then in one of my performances, I had like the main role, but I had to die. But you know, like with all like the dramatic and stuff, like that scene kept happening.
Yeah.
But where I was so nervous, you could see me really heavy breathing. So like on the film, like I'm like dead, and then you can just see me going. And I actually got marked down for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's human. But
Well, your one job was to play dead, and you failed at that.
No, because I was so nervous.
You, what, breathing?
Because it was such a big audience.
Well, the one thing a dead person doesn't do is breathe, and you've just done that one thing.
I was such a big audience. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
During rehearsals, I was fine. When it comes to the actual day, I was nervous.
Oh.
Yeah, I get a little bit anxious sometimes.
Okay.
Right.
So. You showed them.
In your face.
Yeah, that's it. Now you're on daytime TV.
To be fair, my drama teacher
And you're not allowed to move
me.
At all. Nice.
No. Okay, Annie may or may not was... Okay, this sentence don't make sense.
That's okay. That's okay.
Annie may or may not was born with a sixth toe.
No. No, that's just a silly one. Oh, you were born with a sixth toe and you might not have it now.
Yeah.
You were born with a sixth toe?
I'm asking you, do you think I was, yes or no?
Alan, you come up with these questions. Born with a sixth toe?
That was my question.
Was it? And because you know Annie May so well.
I love her feet.
We've got to fill that Tristan hole that's not here. I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I was lying. I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'd know that.
And I thought of that question.
No, yeah. Nice. Nice.
Okay. Annie may or may not have done adult films.
As in porn?
Yeah.
Well, if you have, I'm Googling it. You,
Like an actual, not like a homemade one, like me and a guy, like an actual.
No.
No,
no, you haven't.
Yeah, I haven't.
Would you ever?
No.
No.
I don't think I'd look that sexy.
Why not?
I just don't think I'd look. And I would cringe at myself.
That's a really honest answer.
That's it. I just don't think I'd look good.
Oh, yeah, that's the same reason I wouldn't do it.
Why are you lying?
Because I feel like no one would enjoy it.
I don't feel like anyone, I don't know. Would people enjoy it?
They'd enjoy it if you did it. They wouldn't enjoy it if
know.
I did it.
Annie May you or might... may not have been arrested for public indecency.
May or may not be arrested for public indecency. Mm. May or may not be arrested for public indecency. So that includes like flashing.
Like sexual stuff with someone.
Then I'm going to go yes.
Really?
No.
I've never been
arrested. I don't like being the guy answering the questions because I feel like I'm going to offend you.
I've never been arrested.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, final.
You're highlighting never been arrested.
For public indecency.
Decency. Why are you going so all the way on that? So you've done it. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Do you know what I mean?
I don't. I'd like to find out one
day. Final question. Annie may or may not be the youngest sibling.
Oh, mate, I should
That's
know.
The final
I
one.
Should know this one because we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's deep.
I feel like we've had a lot of conversations.
We have had a lot of conversations about this. If I get this wrong, this may not be good for the rest of the podcast.
Fuming.
Fuming
bloke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes!
Don't leave me hanging.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
Our palms are clammy.
Nervous.
You make me nervous. Yeah. That was a good game.
Thanks.
Yeah, really good.
Thank you.
Well, now I know a bit more about you. Mm. Let's go on to like, social media side and things like that. So recently you've done like, you mentioned earlier your day in the life of TikToks. And I do want to highlight this because it's well interesting. Because I saw you when you just started doing TikTok.
Yeah.
And you were like, let's give this a go.
Yeah. So I really enjoy watching. Okay. So first of all, my TikTok is not Annie.
Mm.
So like, it's like more personal type of thing. It's not like work for me. And then I really enjoy watching Day in the Life.
Yeah.
So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to start doing Day in the Life.
Yeah.
And when I first started, everyone took the piss out of me. I was like, oh, they're so boring. You need to do sexy ones. You know,
yeah, like, because I guess because you're with, because you do this job in Babe Station, they're just like, just do the sexy ones.
Yeah. So everyone was like, oh, no, they're really boring. And not took the piss, but kind of like took the piss at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I done one morning.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of
blew up.
Yeah, literally blew up.
How much did it blow up?
So normally How many views? I would not even get, I'd get like 400 views.
Yeah, because I do TikTok as well, and it's just like a couple, it's like, I don't know, there's some algorithm at the moment where it feels like they've changed something. Because I used to get ones that used to view, especially if I highlighted Babe Station.
Yeah.
They used to get loads of views. And the Babe Station ones seem to stop at around 30,000. But the ones that I'm posting now, like some of them would get like more than 1,000, but now it's just like 300, 400, 400, mm-hmm. 400, 400.
Yeah.
Are you getting them?
Not at the moment.
No, because you've got one that's blown up.
So this one TikTok has like blown up the rest of...
All the other ones.
Yeah, all of my other TikToks. But I remember I was at work when I posted it, because I'd done like the day in the life before coming to Babe Station.
Yeah.
And then I remember saying to the producer who was on at the time, I was like, oh, like I've hit 4,000 views.
Yeah.
Oh, I've hit 10,000 views. Mad. And then literally it just kept going up. And then
that's mad.
And then at like the end of...
Was it people commenting? Is that what do you think did it?
Yeah, or... I don't even know. It literally just... blue and then I was like, oh shit, I'm on 500,000 views.
That's mad.
And then it just kept going up and up and up.
So for people that haven't watched your TikTok, what is, take me through a day in the life of Annie. Like what
do you know what?
Like it can be like just, I can imagine it's just like normal life.
Yeah, but. And like in that one that blew up is like I wake up at 4:30, I brush my teeth, I made my bed, brush my hair. It's literally the most boringest TikTok in the whole entire world.
That's it's really positive, isn't it? It's like he there's a couple books in it, like make your bed. First thing you do is the most positive step. Do you believe in stuff like that?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like doing positive steps is always the best way to do it.
And I think I'm quite like that sort of like person. You know, like, oh, you need to like speak it into, you need to do these things, make yourself better.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I'm a bit of
like throw positivity out there.
Yeah.
And then so I'm more interested in the night of a life of anime. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you know what? I actually used to be a proper party animal.
Yeah.
Love a drink.
Yeah.
Love a drink, like every weekend. But recently I've just kind of switched it up. Okay. But before I would be like, we've been all nights out together.
Yeah. Friends.
Your friends.
Alan was there.
Friends. Yeah, Alan's in there a few times.
We went to Craig David.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We got absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
I was really so hungover
I was gone for a couple of days.
Yeah, you were. And you just disappeared that night as well.
No, well, I went home after we went to the Craig David thing.
Where did I go?
Well, we left because you don't like big crowds sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I go a bit weird.
Yeah.
Not weird, but...
Yeah. And it was like Craig David. But like, it felt like I heard all the Craig David songs already. Mm. Like all the ones I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Like the main three.
I kind of made the group leave.
Yeah. I don't want to say you made the group leave.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
But it's like, Annie Mae wants to go, so we all have to go.
I get a bit anxious sometimes in big crowds.
Yeah.
So I just, everyone was really nice. I just told everyone that. And then everyone was like, yeah, like.
Because we're friends and we all support each other.
Yeah.
Not afterwards, I just went home.
Yeah, like, and then we went...
Screw Annie, I went to see Craig David.
We went to some bar after. Yeah. But yeah, I just love a drink, I love a shot, I mix my alcohol.
Yeah, I do the same.
It kind of goes downhill.
Like I get, as I'm getting older, like the anxiety really kicks in now.
Oh my God, awful. And me.
Like I'm really trying to, like I have it for a few days.
Yeah, this is me.
Well, I did have it for I used to have it for 3 weeks. Like, oh my God, what have I done? It's when do you ever drink so much that you black out? Because I do that quite a lot. And then it's like, what did I do when I black out? That's the main stress.
And I always kind of think like, have I offended anyone?
Have I
said anything?
That's the main thing.
Are my friends still my friends when I wake up in the morning?
I mean, because I've done that. Offended everyone and my friends are not my friends anymore in the morning. It happens.
I have a few group chats and then like I'll message in the group chat and then as long as everyone's responded to me and is normal, I think perfect. I've succeeded the night.
How I think of it is like if we go out, right, and you get blackout drunk and you say to me like, Sam, you're a dick. Mm. Not that I can imagine you would.
Yeah.
Because I'm awesome.
Obviously.
But I don't know. Like something that really cut deep with me. Like I just like, it's not Annie, she's drunk.
Yeah.
And I don't think people do that still. I think people like I hate the idea when people are drunk, they're just like, he meant like what he said. What like you just like talk so drunk, stupid when you're drunk. It doesn't, you don't mean what you said. You
know, sober thoughts or something like that.
Yeah, you know that phrase where it's just like, oh, that's the what the person was really, really thinking. It's like, no, it's not. Because they can't even speak. Do you believe in that?
Do you know what? I do a bit only for some certain situations that I've been in before. Like if I've been completely, not like with anyone here or like my friends or anything, but certain situations, things have been said. And then it's like, oh, you've 100%.
Because that's because you build confidence.
Yeah.
It doesn't build confidence. What is it? What does alcohol do? It stops like.
Maybe it. Inhibitions. Yeah, that's it. So
you have no guilt or no filter or no.
Yeah, no filter.
It just makes you stupid.
Yeah, I think it just makes you stupid. 100%.
But the thing is, I have the best time when I'm drunk. But I think it's as I'm getting older now, I can't hack it how I once did.
It's when it's like, it gets to a turning point when it's like the night out is like not worth the 3-day hang.
Do you know what? I, on my Snapchat, where I used to go out all the time, I actually used to do a scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning. Do you remember? Yeah. Yes, I used to do a scoreboard in the morning. And it was...
And alcohol versus Annie.
Yeah. So yeah. Annie would get a point if I wasn't hungover the next day. And people would be so intrigued because people would see me on the night out and go, oh, I wonder what the scoreboard's going to say tomorrow.
Well, that's quite cool. I really like that. You should bring that back.
Do you think I should?
You should do that.
I might do it on Insta.
You should do it on your TikTok.
Oh, do you think? But I don't really... This is when
Just go out to do the scoreboard.
But this
Can
is,
we go I, out and do the scoreboard?
Yeah, but this is... I would go out every single...
That sounds like I'm going to get you really battered then, isn't it? No. That's out of it. Weird. Can we go out and do the scoreboard?
You will get drunk. You will enjoy it. And you will be hungover.
That makes me sound really weird.
But yes, I used to do that. But that's where I was like...
Let's go out after this.
A party animal every single weekend. In the end, I think it got to the end of last year, it was like alcohol 34. So this is how many hangovers I've had. Alcohol 34, Annie 26. Like it was...
That's quite...
That's nearly every weekend.
Right, new season coming up.
Yeah. But do you know what?
Yeah, that's nearly like 52 weeks. That's you playing games, German.
One of my friends said that. They were like, oh, you should have started fresh from January.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually
You should start when the new season starts, like football season.
Oh, do
and you should
think?
Go out every weekend.
Every weekend.
You've seen those, there's a thing that's going viral on TikTok and Instagram where they do like, it's called like Soccer Saturday Going Out. Oh. And they basically... Well, you were starting to get into football, weren't you?
Yeah.
You went to a Luton game?
I've been to a Luton game.
Yeah. Hatters.
Thank you.
Yeah. And they do a thing where it's like whoever scores first in the 3 o'clock games, that's where they go to.
Oh, okay.
So even if it's like, I don't know, Scunthorpe United, they all go out on a night out to Scunthorpe. Like they don't watch the rest of the football. They're like, okay, we're all going out now. This is what we do. So we're going to
do
that.
Like a football
Saturday.
Match. Yeah,
what are you doing Saturday?
Do you know what? This Saturday, okay, this shows how much my life has done a 360.
Okay.
I'm going to a pottery class.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. People like pottery.
I don't, this is...
What made you want to do a pottery class?
Me and my two best friends, we've never done it.
Yeah.
So we were just like...
Are you into art?
No. I'm the most I don't even know if this is a sentence. I'm the most unartistic person in the whole entire world. So mine's going to be awful and...
You're just doing it for fun?
Yeah.
You might be really good at it.
I can show you once it's done.
If you could take a picture when it's done.
And there'll be a day in the life.
And if we could post that picture of the pottery right here, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay, yeah? Cool, yeah.
Yeah, and it's... No, it won't be good. Will it be good?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, no.
No. I was just going from football and stuff like that. OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like I've been looking at like, are you enjoying OnlyFans? Do you find it hard? Do you find it easy?
I do enjoy OnlyFans. It's just, you have to be very on it.
Mm.
So like, I feel like it takes a lot of your life up.
Yeah.
If you want to be earning money, it is a lot of...
Yeah.
I can't think of the word, but just guess, a lot of stuff.
I guess Babe Station helps you in the fact that you're on this platform, so you stay relevant. Like, people will know from OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like, so if someone who didn't work here started OnlyFans, then that would be quite...
Yeah, and then...
You collab with girls and stuff like that over here.
And then I feel like the girls kind of all help each other out as well, in that sense.
Yeah. When you first start, like... So when you were... You said about when you were personal training, when you first started, how did you fall into this, and was like OnlyFans something you'd ever see yourself doing?
No. Do you know what? So how I kind of got into Babe Station was when I was at uni. This is me being totally honest. When I was at uni, so what, I'm like 19, 20. Mm. There was this guy that fancied me and he used to buy me stuff. So like he used to like buy me makeup, send me vouchers, just like things like that. And I'm only young. So I'm like, yeah, perfect. Mm. I'll have this. I'll have that. So that's when I was at uni. It was just, he didn't spend like a lot, but it was just like, wow, this is like a whole new, like, what? This is so cool. Mm. And then I dropped out of uni, and then I came back and was working for my mum, and then he carried on doing it. And then people I told, like, oh yeah, like, it just buys me this and stuff. People were like, oh, have you ever heard of Babe Station? Mm. They do stuff like that. And I'm only, what, like 19? So I'm thinking, what's... Babes, like, you know, like, what's Babe Station?
19 when you started?
I was 21 when I started. I just turned 21.
Okay.
So I turned 20 in the August, and then I started in October here.
Okay.
So then that kind of happened. And then I kind of thought to myself, I was laying in bed one night and I thought, Babe Station, like, let me Google what is Babe Station? So I Googled it and stuff. And then, yeah, not long after...
And here you are.
Here I am.
Yeah.
But I was still working as a PT.
Okay.
And then I came in to have a chat.
How did you navigate that?
What do you mean?
Like, when you were doing personal training sessions, did you tell people that you worked
for those? No. So the gym that I was working at, I hated and I wanted to quit anyway.
Okay.
And then I had the meeting here about like how it works and everything.
Mm.
And then they were like, oh, well, when can you start? Mm. Like, and then I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to hand my notice in anyway.
Yeah.
So I literally handed my notice in, didn't finish off my month because I thought, no thanks, not even enjoying it here. And then just started here.
That's cool.
But I lied to everyone at work and said that I was going self-employed.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, when you're at your new gym, we'll come and see you. And I was going, yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing full well.
Are you still in contact with any of those people?
No. So where I grew up is like a very small town.
Mm.
And when it came out that I started working on Babe Station, I was literally, the only way I can describe it, the whore of the town.
Oh, shit.
So I got loads and loads and loads of backlash.
Oh, no, man, that's horrible.
And there was, I think it was only my second shift here.
Mm.
Someone saw me on the web, had screenshotted it. So I wasn't doing it. I was literally just laying there.
Yeah, because daytime's a lot different. Like, and what then, you do is like a lot, I don't know, people misconceptions.
Yeah. And then this one picture, when I mean went everywhere, it went everywhere.
Okay.
And then, so yeah, I was the whore of the town. Like, I lost friends. People didn't want to be my friend. I got loads of...
So have you got... Is there people that supported you in that time? I guess...
My family.
Did any friends support you or anything like that?
No. So I had like...
But why though? What, I don't even know. Did they just stop talking to you, or did people say like...
I had one...
Write a statement to you and be like, this is how I feel about this.
No one actually ever said anything to my face.
That's even worse because it doesn't even make sense why you'd do it.
I had like a best friend that I was friends with. And then she was cool with it to begin with.
Mm.
And I think she said it's one of those jobs that you know it exists, but you never meet anyone that actually does it.
Yeah.
And then just over time, she just stopped being my friend.
Mm.
But her boyfriend at the time, well, I don't know if they're still together, but had a massive opinion on my career choice.
Ah, the guy had an opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ways, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? You're only May now. You're here on Option One Podcast, smashing it.
You know what I'm saying?
And OnlyFans, happy days.
But yes, I've done all of that.
Because you've got your own place now and you've got your own... So because you're 25?
Yeah, 25.
And you have your own house?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people would kill to be in that position.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're smashing
it. I think it's, as bad as it sounds, when I started doing well from Babe Station, so like I got a nice car, you know, like materialistic things, that's when people started to accept that it was okay to be my friend again.
Yeah.
And then my mum...
Because they want a piece of the pie.
Yeah, type of thing.
Mm.
Or like would have an opinion of my job. But
I was just going to say, I swear like over the years, so since you've started, I think OnlyFans has helped make it more acceptable.
And I think COVID has. So like when I first started, I was like this whore, you know, like this.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened. And then I was starting to get messages from people...
Oh, how do I start an OnlyFans?
Oh my God!
Oh,
yeah.
Mate, I said this to someone else the other day that I've had I had girls that I used to know from years back going like, "Oh, you cook like, how does OnlyFans work?"
Yeah,
and it's
just
like, I mean, like you said at the top of the, you know, what you said at the beginning, like, first of all, it's really hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you say to people? Like, I say it's really tough, by the way. Like, it's not easy.
And I think everyone thinks it's quick money. Like, you're going to start earning, like, 10, 15K like that.
Yeah.
And you don't.
It's because they look at people like Elle Brooke and Astrid Wett and they think, oh, she's a normal girl doing this. And, like, and then, like, they blow up and it's like, well, I could do that. What does she really do? Just silly poses on TikTok and stuff like that. And
nah, it's hard graft. Yeah. It's hard graft. Every day on TikTok, every day on Instagram, then shooting all the content.
And then you have
then
to...
Then having to reply to every single guy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't respond to them...
They'll give up.
And
they're off,
what?
They're off elsewhere, signing up to someone else's.
It isn't even the content that makes you the money. It's the relationships you have with people. Like people, if they like you for you, they're willing to spend more, open more.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're not nice to them, they're going to think, well, I'll go talk to someone else.
Yeah. Well, I thought, as a little thing at the end, I thought what we could do was just, I want to help you because you obviously, you do really well here at Babe Station.
Thank you, sir.
And then like, you know, you make a lot of money and you've got your house here now, like you're independent, which is amazing. But let's push your OnlyFans to another level.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going to do that right now.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you're up for this, I think this is a really good idea.
Hold on. Where are we going with this? Has this been cleared by compliance?
No. This has not been cleared. Oh no, not me personally.
Oh right, okay.
I'm not doing anything.
I was like, what?
When I say we, I didn't mean like me and Annie.
OnlyFans.
That's it. This new custom- content of Sam and Annie coming out.
BG/GG.
No one would buy me.
They would.
No. So what I thought would be good. So we said about Elle Brooke and Astrid Wett. Yeah. And the thing that made him really big, what I noticed, just because I've been in the industry and I've seen it for quite a bit, is like, Elle Brooke like really goes on about, I think she's a Man City fan.
Yeah.
And then Astrid Wett is like a Chelsea fan. Mm. And they like really push that they're like football like they're part of supporting, which gets loads. I can imagine like kicks off their own fans. So I thought it'd be a good idea. Now you've recently got into football.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've watched a couple of days.
I've been one football match.
Why not? That's I mean, I don't know. But that might be one more than Elle Brooke's been to. I'm just saying. I don't know. She's probably a really big fan, of course. But what I thought would be a good idea is like the Premier League is oversaturated as well. It's no fair. Like their fan base is like, I know it's big, but it's like, you know, every girl supports Man City and this like that. So
Do you want to know who I support?
Well, you're going to support. Okay. Who do you support?
Like actually support.
Okay.
Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. QPR.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Oh, before we pick this game, could you give me a number from 1 to 24?
6.
6, okay. What I thought would be a good idea is, like, maybe we go to a lower team, even not QPR level. Like, there's some really good lower team clubs down there that really need some support. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So I think it would be really good if we go into League 2 and you're going to support a brand new team.
Can I Google one?
Well, no.
Oh, okay,
because you gave me a number from 1 to 6.
Oh, so
oh, one to 24.
6 in League 2.
So 6 in League 2.
Who
so
is 6 in League 2?
Well, I'm going to have a look right now. And Annie May...
How do I support them?
How do you support them? Well, Let's find out who your new team is. Okay?
Okay.
So sixth in the league right now, let's date it from the 24th of March, is Stockport.
Yes.
So you're now...
I love Stockport.
A Stockport
Where
fan.
Is Stockport?
Well, this is what we need to do. We need to find out about your new club. Yeah? So
okay.
I don't know too much about Stockport either.
Are any of the players fit?
Well, this is what we're going to find.
So okay. From where we are, it's a 2-hour and 50-minute drive.
That's all right. We'll go together. Car journey.
Oh, it's near Manchester, man.
It's near Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, is it up north?
Yeah.
Stockport County FC.
So you go Stockport and then you can go... Let's look at their kit. See if you... By the way...
So, go watch them on match day. Then go out in Manchester and then do the other thing. I've forgotten what it's called now. The league table.
Night out. Yeah, league
table. Do you think if I message Stockport FC?
Well, what I was going to do now is Stockport FC, if you're watching, Annie May, if you could send her... Send you a shirt.
Yeah.
You'll wear it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll wear it.
Do some TikToks.
I'll do some TikToks.
Yeah. For Stockport FC, and let's see. I don't even know what their team's like, so let's go. We need to find out. I mean, they drew to Mansfield Town.
Oh, they played against Mansfield.
And obviously, I'm glad you picked sixth. That's quite high up in the table. Mm. So let's go. I mean, what do their shirts look like? What colours are they?
This is Stockport.
Oh yeah, you gonna follow them?
Okay.
Shoot them a little message.
I just went, hey, Stockport, I'm now your biggest fan. Is there any chance I could be sent a shirt as I'd love to promote this for you via Babe Station and via my TikTok?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, send.
Okay.
Now you're a massive Stockport fan.
I love Stockport.
Yeah. They're the favourite team.
I'm a bit sad.
Well, here's the team. Do you want to scroll through and who do you think's fit?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? I've just got a feeling that you know someone... You already know someone from Stockport. You do?
Oh, we're getting an exclusive here.
I didn't know he played for Stockport.
Can you give us a vague story of how you know him?
Just DM in on Insta.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a connection with Stockport already.
But...
your brand new team.
It's just a bit awkward.
Well, it will be awkward because you'll see them again.
I didn't reply, though.
Oh. Well, exactly. Even better. Now I support your team.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is, because I know who it is, we'll try and get his shirt and then... No?
That's perfect.
There we go. Put it on the back. Yeah? Well, really, you want Annie May on the back.
That's what number does he play?
I can't say, because that will reveal who it is.
Oh, yeah. But can you
You told me not
me?
To... It doesn't say his number.
That's really funny.
I'm on the Stockport County website.
Let's see if we can get him on the podcast, present you the shirt in person.
That's it. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Get some training wear.
Yeah,
oh, look, their home shirt's pretty nice.
That looks like the blue city shirt.
That does look like a city one. They're trying to, but you know, when Stockport send it and they put you up on the planet, then you'll be Mrs. Stockport FC. Stockport County
I feel
FC.
Like they won't even reply to me.
I hope they do. They will.
I'll be a bit sad if they don't.
I'll get at them on Twitter anyway. Yeah.
We're on a bit of a campaign.
Does Babe Station have an Insta?
Yeah, our cams do.
Oh.
We have an Option One podcast one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just keep messaging them non-stop
until they do it. Every single day.
I'll take the 2-hour and 50-minute drive to Stockport.
That would be really nice bonding.
Yeah, why don't you... Do you want to do a piece to the camera to sort of see if they want to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, do you want to do it together or do you want to do... I can just do it.
You can just do it. You can just do it.
Okay. Oh. Okay, I can do this. Ready? Okay. Stockport County, this is a plea to you. Annie May has been a massive fan of your football club for the last 3 minutes now. And she wants anything more to bring a big profile to the club. Bring it what they need. More fans, bigger stadium. You're sixth in the league right now. Well, until the recording of this goes out, then I'm not too sure. But, you know, you can make it. Make it to League One. Then to Championship. Premier League. We can make it all the way, Stockport County. But you need one thing. Annie May. To promote you. Not just for OnlyFans. It's a little bit for that as well. But, you know, she's got a, you know... There's give and take in this world, Stockport County. And with the help of Annie Mae, we'll get there.
Together.
Come on! Come on, stop pork! Yeah!
Stop pork!
Nice, nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I think that's done it.
Yeah.
100%.
Cool. Well, Annie, that's been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Sam.
It's been really good fun.
So much fun.
Learned loads about you today. And Option One podcast.
Option
are you,
One.
Are you going to follow?
Yeah.
Are you going to subscribe?
Yes.
Are you going to like every
yes.
video? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to listen on Spotify?
Why not?
Apple Music?
Why not?
We're everywhere.
I don't have Apple Music.
Okay, but other people you know can
yeah. I'll do Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. For the YouTube, I'd like to do a little shout out as well. Mm. If we get 1,000 likes on this video, I will go up to Stockport. Yeah?
Can I come?
You can come.
Okay.
Yeah?
Can we go together?
Why don't we do this podcast outside Stockport, outside their stadium?
Yeah.
We can set up on a table or something, or a chair, and we'll do the podcast.
What do you think? 1,000 likes for that?
Yeah.
1,000 likes and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then maybe we could try and get the footballers to talk on the podcast.
Yeah. One particular one as well.
Particular one as well.
That has been the Option One podcast. Thank you very much. And we are out.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.